This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day of Rabbit Rabbit. Good luck, everyone, for the month. I don't like April Fool's Day, not going to lie.
I just
question everything. Like, is this a silly April Fool's Day joke? Like, what are we doing here? Like, even this morning I was listening to some news coming in and I was like, is that for real? Is this what's going on? Like, why are we doing this?
What was it that they did? I think there was a post here for Vegas, like, oh, a Disneyland resort is going to be made in Las Vegas. And I didn't connect the two of like April Fools or whatever. And this was a couple years ago. I totally believed it.
You were like, yes.
And I do not. Yeah, I agree with you. April Fools is the worst. Please don't play any jokes on us. We want to keep everything factual here.
And we're not going to do any jokes on you guys either.
No.
I know we have in the past, and some of them have been very tongue-in-cheek and kind of, you know, joking around, nothing too incredibly serious. But yeah, everything that I see on social media today, I'll be like, is that real? Oh, dude, come on. So it just be on guard. Someone's going to try to play a trick on you today.
Yeah, the winds are kind of strong today this morning. I felt a little weird this morning. I woke up, itchy throat. I was like, no, please, please, please. I'm downing emergency. I'm taking all my supplements. And honestly, I'm trying to hang in there today.
Oh, no. It's a bad one for you.
It's
going around for sure.
Is there really something going around?
Yeah, there was a whole issue. And I'll talk about it here at 6 o'clock with my husband yesterday being sick. And it was just, I had to force him to go to the doctor because I was just like, look, you know, you are not well right now. And
yeah.
Then my daughter, she, when we got back from San Antonio this past weekend, she was complaining that her throat was itchy.
No.
I was like, let's get you a Z-Pack. So yeah, it's going around. It might not be a bad idea to make sure you don't have some sort of infection or something.
Oh no, I hope it's not that bad.
I hope not either, but you never know. It's tough with the winds. You don't know if things are allergies or colds, mm-hmm. And it's hard to tell.
I think too, yesterday I had a crazy day. I had two broadcasts after the show, and it just going from one to the other, coming home, going to doing work stuff. I don't know if it's, yeah, like if I'm sick or I just need to sleep. So we'll see. I'm going to push through the show, see how I do afterwards, and then maybe I just need rest.
Yeah, maybe it's time to, you know, as soon as the show's over, to get on out of here. You know, there ain't no shame in taking off after the show. I know a lot of people assume we are done at 10 o'clock, and that is certainly not the case. There is a lot that happens off the air. And yeah, I know sometimes you're not out of here till like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I think today's a 10:05 day for you.
Okay, Mercedes said I can go at 10:05.
Hey,
I'll tell the bosses.
you know, I'll always support you getting better.
That.
So yeah, we've got so much going on the show today, including more of those tickets to see Lady Gaga. We're giving those away with a Mega Minute yesterday. It was a heartbreaker when we did that. We had someone who got all Through all 10 questions, but just couldn't get that last question until right after the buzzer.
Yes.
I couldn't stop thinking about that yesterday. I was so bummed out for her. But yeah, 7:30 this morning, another chance for you to win those tickets. Also beat Mercedes at 7 o'clock. $150 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. So a lot happening. And we'll have an early edition of Heads Up just after 6 o'clock with your tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill for Mix 94.1. Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear 1, 2, 3, 4 by Coolio? Do you want to hear The Difference by The Wallflowers? Do you want to hear Get the Party Started by Pink? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Also, tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Or just text or call us 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. We are all just trying to turn back time, at least when it comes to shopping. I guess a new study shows that 2/3 of Americans would pay extra to bring back their favorite childhood products. So we're willing to shell out more money for the ability to sip on a Crystal Pepsi or text on a BlackBerry or fire up our classic Ataris. We're willing to put in the cash for that.
I would take all my money and go back in time. And I actually was able to for a second until I lost it a couple weeks ago. I remember my Tamagotchi. Do you remember Tamagotchi?
Yeah, of course.
So I remember mine back in the day. It was pink. It had sprinkles on it. And I loved it so much. I felt like I had like an emotional attachment to it. And then one day it ran away. Like the pet can run away on the Tamagotchi. And I was like, no. So that was long gone. Couple weeks ago, I enter a raffle at this place called Punch Bowl Social in Sacramento. It's like a Dave and Buster's or whatever. I enter a raffle and all of a sudden they're doing the raffle and I won. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I won, but I won something. I go to give my ticket. It's like, hey, you got a $75 gift card to Punch Bowl Social. And they pull out a blue Tamagotchi. I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I want a Tamagotchi. I haven't had one in forever. I come back from Sacramento. I'm here in Vegas. I'm unpacking and I can't find my Tamagotchi.
Oh man, it's just not meant to be. You're not meant to have one of them.
But I would do anything to take it back those times when I had a Tamagotchi. It was so much fun.
Well, it's not just nostalgia. It's loyalty too. Over half of us think retired products are actually better than anything on the shelves today. And 71% of us say that we'd be more likely to shop from brands that bring back the good stuff. So we're talking like, do you remember the Doritos 3D, the original, those, not the original ones, but the ones that actually had some crunch? They were like puffy Doritos.
Yes.
Those, all the other things people are mentioning, the Taco Bell volcano menu. I don't remember that.
Oh my gosh. That sounds familiar.
They said it was like there was a lava sauce that was life changing. The ones for me, I love my iPod. I still have my iPod. I had my iPod connected to my car for the longest time with all my songs from back in the day. We didn't need Wi-Fi. We just needed 1,000 songs in our pocket. That's all we needed. I loved that. And then also really going back, and it was, I didn't have one of these, but my brother did, was a Velcro wallet. And just that sound alone, yes, was iconic when you would open that up.
And do you remember when, but at least when I was in high school, the wallets with the big old chains by on the jeans?
Yes.
Shorts, those were really big back in the day. I don't know if I'd take those back. And I don't know if I'd take back the Taco Bell menu because I had Taco Bell on Sunday, and let's just say, Mercedes, I'm glad you weren't here Monday morning as early as I was.
It was not a good situation. Yeah, that's something that could stay in the past. We'll take the starter jackets. We'll leave the Taco Bell where it is. Yes. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It's Tuesday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. Be on the lookout for pranks being played on you today. That is the day. We were talking about how you were feeling a little under the weather, and I said, it's got to be going around. My daughter, her throat's been bothering her. She got some antibiotics. Yesterday, I got home, and I didn't get home until like 2:30 or 3 yesterday afternoon.
That's late.
I had a really long day yesterday, and I walk into the house, and this is the first time I'm seeing my husband in 3 days because I was in San Antonio, then he was in Oregon with my other daughter for a volleyball tournament. They got back late on Sunday night, so I didn't see his actual face. I talked to him in the dark, but that was it. So I walk in, I'm standing there face to face with him, and I was excited to see him until I actually saw him. He looked terrible.
No.
Terrible.
What do you mean terrible?
His eye was red. It was swollen. His face was like pale, except it had like these weird red splotches. And he kept sniffing and coughing like he just came out of the plague ward or something. I was like,
oh.
And then he casually mentioned that he'd been having these massive nosebleeds all morning long. And he's like, oh, it's probably just a sinus infection. I'm like, wait a second. That is the exact moment that I transitioned from wife to mom. Does anyone else have to do this with their significant other where you go from wife to mom or husband to dad immediately? I didn't even hesitate. I was like, you are going to the doctor right now.
And he's Matthew.
Like, he just looks at me and no discussion, no negotiating. He tried to wave it off. He said he was fine. And I was like, absolutely not. You look like a medical mystery. And I refuse to be the clueless spouse in a tragic Netflix documentary. It's not going to be
today.
Me. So off to the doctor he went. And thank God I forced him because guess what? He has rhinovirus.
Rhinovirus?
Yes.
What is that exactly? Like, dumbed down terms.
You're allergic to rhinoceros. No, just kidding.
I knew it.
It's like the common cold, basically.
Okay.
But the doctor was like, he goes, you should have been in here, like, when this first started. And so he has a Z-pack. They gave him some steroids. But, you know, based on how he looked, I halfway thought they might quarantine him.
Like, no kidding.
I was just like, dang, moral of the story is trust your instincts. And if your spouse suddenly looks like they've been cursed by a witch, make them go to a doctor, you know?
Man, I wish I had that mom instinct in me. Well, I tried to with James because when James gets sick, he does not listen to me at all. Even when I try and go in mom mode, I'm like, hey, I'm serious. Like, you're sick. And honestly, kind of for selfish reasons, I don't want to get sick either.
Well, and yeah, that's valid.
Yeah. And so when he gets sick, I remember when we both got COVID a couple years ago, he got it first and I knew it. I knew it. I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm just saying, you're getting symptoms of COVID. You're going to give it to me. I already feel mm-hmm. it. He didn't want to test. He didn't want to do nothing. So guess what? 2 days later, I started getting his symptoms. I tested positive. And I'm like, look, I knew it. You had COVID. He goes, look, at least you tested. So now I know I had COVID. So I didn't have to test.
Oh, man. Like, see, I would hold that over his head for so long. Like, you gave it to me. Yeah. I don't like going into mom mode with my husband. I feel like it can be degrading at times. But I also get like really worried. And
yeah.
I something switches off. But yeah, so He's got the rhinovirus, which all night long I'm like, oh, you gotta get a horn sticking out of your forehead.
When was he in contact with rhinos this past weekend? We'll get better, Matt.
Yes, exactly. A lot coming up on the show today. Your tickets to see Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball, coming to Las Vegas. And we have your win 'em before you can buy 'em tickets coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Also, a $150 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers at 7 with beat Mercedes. And also, in just a few minutes, an early edition of Heads Up. We'll have a 4-pack of tickets for you to check out the Vegas Thrill as they take on the Columbus Fury. That is all on the way. But first, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get to what's trending. Did Sabrina Carpenter just take a subtle dig at her ex, Barry Cogan? It could be the most polite yet brutal breakup burn of all time. We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina Carpenter is trending this morning. Is she subtly shading her ex, Barry Keoghan? Now, maybe this is just some really well-timed social media activity, but people are talking. She recently shared a bunch of fan TikToks that were lip-singing to her song Busy Woman. This one right here, if you haven't heard it. This came out on the extended version of her Short and Sweet album, and it's becoming her next big hit. And she's reposting all of these lip-syncing videos, and one really stood out because the caption on it read, "When I had to convince myself he was attractive, but he ended up breaking up with me." Fans immediately started connecting the dots, speculating that that was a not so subtle dig at Keoghan. And while she hasn't said a word, she did repost another TikTok that said, "Busy woman until men learn how to act." Almost like she's trying to tell us something here.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how that all went down. I know that we probably might not get too much details, but the way that Sabrina and Barry broke up was very subtle. Like, we didn't know much about it. It was as if they were growing apart. And wasn't he in one of her music videos?
Yeah, it was Don't Make Me Whatever Little
Sucker. Oh, please,
sucker.
Please. Yes, yeah. The Sucker song. And it's like, wow, she really wanted him in a music video. That's pretty serious. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, no more.
Yeah, so they went public last year in February, but by December they were on a break. So it didn't last a full year. People are wondering, was this just a random fan repost, or is Sabrina giving us a little masterclass in being petty? I don't know.
I think pettiness for sure.
I think so too. It's like when someone posts something and you're like, what are you trying to say?
The cryptic messages.
Yeah, the cryptic or the memes. And I'm guilty of it too. Like, there's something that's going on with me and it's like, you know, sometimes that person will realize how good they had it. And then you post it and you're like, why am I doing this?
Hey,
like, nobody knows what this means except for me.
You're
like, this
coping.
Is ridiculous.
You're coping. This is how you got to move on. You do your cryptic messages. And if people ask, you're like, oh, no, I just liked it.
Yeah, I just thought it was really meaningful. So that is what's trending. All right. It is time to win with Heads Up. We want to get you 4 tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill. It is our pro women's volleyball team. These games are so much fun, and they're taking on the Columbus Fury at Lee's Family Forum on April 13th. It's also 9th Island Night that night. Mix 94.1 night, and clap fans for the first 500 fans that arrive. So we would love to see you there. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Aaron, you are caller 20.
Woo, awesome.
Let's do this. We have a 4-pack of tickets for you to check out. The Vegas Thrill take on the Columbus Fury at Mix 94.1 night on April 13th. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Mai Tai, Multiply, Earth's Axis, or Home Run?
Oh, I'll say Home Run.
Home Run, it is. Now, opening day of baseball was last week, so these are all things that are associated with baseball, okay?
Okay.
Are you a baseball fan?
Oh, I'm a huge baseball fan.
Who's your team? Who's your team?
It's the Cubs. They did so awesome yesterday.
I love Cubs fans. You guys are the most loyal fans out there. So
oh my gosh, yes.
All right, let's do this. You ready?
Let's do this, Aaron. All right, Mercedes and Aaron, your 60 seconds for heads up start now.
You have to touch this in order to be safe.
Faith.
Yes. This is the person standing behind home plate with a mask on.
Catcher.
Yes. This is the person behind the catcher that calls the strikes.
Umpire.
Yes. This is where they both stand behind this place.
The home plate?
Yes, yes. This is the Aaron Judge plays in this position where they're not inside. They're in the
outfield.
Yes. This is, if it's not a ball, it's a
bat?
No, it three of these and you're out.
Strike.
Yes, a strike.
Nice.
Wow. We have baseball expert Erin on the phone.
Yes.
And she is now going to become a volleyball expert because you just got four tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill. They're going to take
awesome.
On the Columbus Fury. Have you ever been to a game before?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. They are so much fun. It's Mix 94.1 night when you're going, Erin. It's going to be a blast. I'll see you there happening at Lee's Family Forum on April 13th. It's also Ninth Island night. So we are going to have an absolute blast. Thank you so much. And we'll have another chance for you to win with Heads Up. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have B-52's tickets for you, so don't go anywhere. And on the way next, Chapel Roan. She has upset some parents by saying people with young kids are in hell. What did she mean by that? We'll talk about it coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You have to be careful about scammers. They are getting better and better. And I feel like an easy target for a lot of them is the older generation.
It is, unfortunately. My mom almost got scammed yesterday. She called me just like, honey, you'll never guess how a scammer tried to get me. And she almost believed it. She said she got a call yesterday from a random number and picked up the phone and she's like, hello? She said,
shout out to her because I never pick up my phone for random numbers. I like, no, you're going directly to voicemail. I'm not answering. So good for her.
And I think maybe that's an older generation thing.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. That's true.
So they pick up the phone. My mom picks up the phone. She answers it. And on the other line, they go, Grandma. Grandma, it's Adrian, your grandson. She's like, Adrian, why are you calling me from a random number? He goes, I just got into a car accident. My phone's not working. I don't know what to do. I'm here at so-and-so and so-and-so. Like he was in a frantic. And she goes, wait, calm down. Okay, you got into a car accident. Is everyone okay? He goes, yes, everyone's okay. But I don't have my phone. And I don't know what to do. I don't know if my insurance is going to cover this. I need $500. Is what he said.
Oh,
can you
gosh.
Venmo me $500? She goes, right now you need $500? They're not going to, like, can we discuss this with the person that you got into an accident with? He goes, they're wanting $500 or they're going to go through insurance. I don't know what to do. Can you Venmo me to my new Venmo account?
Uh-huh.
And that's what she knew. She goes, well, first of all, his voice sounded weird. And two, I knew once he said new Venmo account, I'm like, okay, let me call you back is what she said. She hangs up, she calls back his actual number, picks up, and he goes, hey, Grandma, what's up? And she goes,
well, shout out to him for picking up the phone first, Grandma. No, just kidding.
And then he goes, what's up? Is everything okay? She goes, were you just in a car accident? He goes, no, what you talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Put two and two together and realize it was a scammer.
That is so crazy. I think maybe, I don't know, there's something that happened yesterday that I think maybe a scam for my husband. I'm not sure, but when I'll talk about that in a second. But when did you get scammed or try to get scammed? 702-364-9400. Hey, Katie, what happened to you?
Oh, this was back a few years ago when I actually lived with my parents. I was heading down the stairs and my dad had gotten a call from Microsoft tech support and they were trying to walk him through something on his computer, which was absolutely going to give them access to everything in it. Mm. And I was like, stop! Don't do anything else.
It's
they will not call you.
As soon as you hear that connect and it goes bloop, you know, yep. That's how that dead giveaway. They're calling from another country and they are trying
absolutely.
To get into your account. Yeah,
yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
so,
like, support court's not going to call you, Dad.
Yeah, they're not just sitting there like, I better call this guy and tell him there's a problem. So yesterday, my husband in the mail gets this check from a company. I think it was like Adapt Health or something. And he's like, it's for like $20-some. And he looks at me and he's like, do you know what this is? And I was like, no, I've never heard of this before. And he's like, should I cash it? I'm like, definitely don't cash it. I don't know why, but if we don't know where we're getting random checks from, to me, that's like a red flag.
Yeah.
So I start Googling, like getting random check from this company. And there was one person that posted something about it that they got a random check from them too, and they were too scared to cash it. But does anyone know if that is some kind of a scam or something? I just felt weird about it.
Yeah, like what's the harm of going to the bank, seeing if it's legit, and how would it be a scam? Like if they're getting any information off of you?
I've just heard of people cashing checks and then all of a sudden they're in for a loan for some like predatory company and it's like a 20% interest rate or 50% interest rate. I've heard stuff like that before. Never personally happened to me, but like, I don't know. Should you just be cashing random checks that you get?
I wish I could tell you that. I honestly wish I could just go to the bank and just ask if it's legit. I feel like the bank or a banker would tell you, yes, it's good. No, it's not. This is a scam.
Yeah. Does anybody know anything about that? Is that something that you've heard of before? Let's talk to Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning. Did you fall victim to a scam?
Good morning. Actually, my poor husband did last week. He was at work and he got a phone call saying that he had warrants out for his arrest for not showing up to jury duty over the years. And so they said, yeah, you need to pay us. You need to go to this kiosk. And he was getting really worried. So he hung up and he called a friend that his mom works at over at the court office and looked him up and said, no, there's nothing here. So he had been sweating, having like a panic attack at work, thinking that he was going to have to pay all this money.
Yeah, you're like, I do want to get out of jury duty, but I'm not willing to do that to get out of jury duty. That is crazy.
No. And he called back. He called back and he said, I know you guys are a scam. He's like, yep, and we're going to get money from other people today.
Oh my gosh! I hate scammers. They are the worst.
I can't believe this.
Wow. Yep. And here's the thing. He's probably right. Someone's probably going to fall for that.
Yeah. Man.
But, I mean, any way to get out of jury duty, I guess, right?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you hear about this whole Morgan Wallen SNL fallout kind of thing going on?
Kinda, yes.
Yeah, the internet's talking about it. I guess Morgan Wallen was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. I did not watch. And they're saying that everybody's talking about the fact that he walked off the stage right after the goodbye. Mikey Madsen was the host and he just kind of looked, waved, and like walked off the stage like directly in front of the camera. It was just very weird. And people are asking, was it an honest mistake or was he mad about something? Well, now the New York Times and Today, they both have done write-ups on why it's such a big topic. Basically, he's a huge star. There was the COVID protocol thing last time.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then usually the musical guest hangs out there. It looked like he walked off just in a weird way. So longtime cast member Kenan Thompson, he did an interview and he definitely noticed. And he said he thought, I wonder what that's all about. He said, I don't know if he understood the assignment or not, or if he was really feeling a certain kind of way. He joked that his first thought was that he had to go potty or something.
Of course, makes it a joke.
The official story is Morgan just did what he had done in dress rehearsal, and Kenan also said that he's not the first person to do it. Prince also left the stage, but no one was surprised because, well, it was Prince, right?
Right. I don't know about this Morgan Wallen guy. I've been hearing a lot of really weird things, like, behind the scenes as far as, like, he did that, I guess he got drunk, he was doing racial slurs and stuff. Yeah, like, that's what turned me off about him. So when I see this in the news, I'm not really surprised. But then at the same time, is it just an honest mistake? Like, he didn't know, he walked off. This is what he rehearsed, and no one told him.
Well, some people are saying that maybe he got snubbed by Lorne Michaels. Someone who was at the taping said that before that happened, Lorne had walked up and hugged Mikey Madsen, but completely ignored Morgan. So maybe that had something to do with it. Well, when he left, he posted a picture of his jet leaving New York with the caption, "Get me to God's country." So people are like, okay. I don't know what's going on.
Cryptic message again.
It's funny because this one of the writers on the show, they use the same caption and they took a shot of a Krispy Kreme truck and said, "Get me to God's country," like, to make fun of it afterwards.
It's going to be a viral meme now.
Yeah, everybody is talking about that. Also this morning, good news. If you are a guy and you are completely zoned out, when your wife gets mad at you because you don't listen enough, here's your excuse. You tell her that a new study has found that men literally can't hear as well as women, and there's nothing you can do about it. It just comes down to anatomy. Scientists tested people's hearing in different countries around the world, and they found it's true. The average woman has a 2 decibel advantage and up to 6 decibels with some frequencies. It's not a lot, but it is significant enough to make a difference. They think it might just come down to hormones and how our ears develop in the womb. They think it's also possible that women's brains are better at processing sound too. So when it comes to hearing, men might have worse ears and inferior brains. I'm just telling what the study says. Mm-hmm. The study also found that regardless of gender, we all tend to hear out of our right ear a little better than our left ear.
Interesting. Okay, with James, we made a new rule in the house. I said, when I'm talking or if you're talking to me, no phones, because he'll be scrolling, and I'll be talking to him about something important. And then he's like, "What'd you say?" I'm like, "Dude, hello." And I think it's one, maybe that men can't multitask as good as women, or that hearing study that you're saying. So now I'm like, full attention. Hey, first I have to get this sense, like, "Hey, babe." He's like, "Yeah." So it gives him time to put the phone down, process whatever information on the phone, and then we talk. And that's where I was like, I'm done.
I need to do that too. I feel so bad because Matt will be talking about something and he'll just be talking, and then I'll start scrolling. And then he's like, "Don't you think?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Wait, what was that last part?" I feel terrible about it. We need to implement that rule for sure. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, Tribal is a new dating app, and it is encouraging people to make more meaningful, deeper connections and not judge a book by its cover by swiping left or right in a split second. So to promote this, it matches people based on compatibility. But what it does is it blurs users' profile photos for the first 72 hours.
Mm.
Yeah. So during that time, potential matches can chat. They can hear each other's voices with a voice memo feature to see if there's a spark before they even know what the other person looks like.
That is like a Love is Blind dating app.
Yes.
That is cool. Blurred out photo, huh? Would you be interested?
Well, I think initially, yes, but I do think it's important to have a physical attraction to mm-hmm. someone. I could not go on Love is Blind because I want to know. And if there's not a physical attraction, why should I waste your time? Why should you waste my time? You might not be physically attracted to me too. But I like the way it's going, where it's starting it out on something of substance. And then after 72 hours, boom, you get to see the picture.
I like that. 72 hours is a perfect amount of time. You're feeling each other out. You're wondering. And it feels kind of like a game. Like, oh, I kind of like this guy. Will I be attracted to him in 72 hours?
And the grand reveal. Wah, wah.
No. Mind.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Alexis, let's go. You're caller 20.
Yeah, woo-hoo.
How you feeling this morning, Alexis?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
All right. We've got this $150 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers to give you when you guess, not if, when you guess the song faster than I do it. Okay? Are you ready to make this happen?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to leave you in good hands with Steph and Ramon. And good luck to you, Alexis.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Alexis, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." We stop the clock. And once you say "got it," you have 5 seconds to say something, okay?
Okay.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, it's an old song. Oh my God. Mercedes is totally gonna get it.
You can 10 seconds. You got this.
Oh no. This is so terrible. Oh. Man, I have no idea.
Nothing. You have no guesses.
Oh, I'm so upset.
That's okay. We're bringing Mercedes back in. Mercedes. Alexis, you're dropping your wife, Erica, at work. And we were talking behind the scenes. My husband and Alexis' wife, Erica, work at the same place. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
So awesome.
Yeah, so Erica, if you know James, tell him I said hi. That's my husband.
I will. I totally will.
All right, Mercedes is back.
Okay.
Welcome back.
I'm well. I feel welcomed.
Okay. Let's do this. The next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, got it. Looking for a New Love by Jody Watley.
Can I see the clock one more time, or did you already?
Oh, no.
All right, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 2.5 seconds.
Okay.
Which is actually kind of long for you.
Slow poke.
80s songs kind of get me sometimes.
Okay. And then Alexis, she went the full 20 and didn't know it.
She didn't know it?
You were right. Yep.
Hey, Mom!
Looking for a New Love.
Oh, Alexis, I'm so sorry, but I mean, I kind of am not, because we just got a bigger diamond pendant, I guess. There's a bright side to everything. Thank you for trying. That means, yes, it is now a $175 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Every morning at 7 o'clock, we play Beat Mercedes. So maybe tomorrow it will be your morning, hopefully. Well, this was a fast one for me. 2 seconds.
2.5 seconds. Dang. Yesterday was 0.9, though.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting slow here. What's going on? All right. Here she is, Jody Watley. It's Mix 94.1. Well, Chapel Roan has certainly angered a lot of parents. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Did you hear the interview?
I did. I didn't hear the whole thing, but I've heard some clips here and there.
Oh, man. She made a comment about all of her friends that have young kids. And a lot of people are calling her a mean girl, saying that she's just full of negative energy. Does this upset you? If you have young kids or had young kids at any point in your life, do you think that she's right? This is what Chapel said to upset people.
I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. I have like 1-year-old, like 3-year-old, 4 and under, 5 and under. I literally have not met anyone who's happy.
And she says that her friends that do have young children, they are in hell right now. That is literally what she says. Do you agree with her? Is she just someone speaking out of turn because she doesn't have kids? She doesn't know. She's just seeing the outside. She's assuming that they're in hell. Do you think they really told her that? 702-364-9400. A lot of parents are upset. They're saying, you know, first of all, she speaks like she's in high school. I didn't count the number of likes in this. Hold on. Let's listen again.
I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. I have like 1-year-old, like 3-year-old, 4 and under, 5 and under. I literally have not met anyone who's happy.
Those are only 4 likes.
Yeah.
But in 11 seconds. So that is kind of a lot. And then what? Chapel's 27 years old?
She's 27 years old.
Okay.
She doesn't have any kids. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is being a parent of young children like being in hell? Are you completely unhappy? I know you don't have kids, but coming from maybe her perspective, do you see your friends with young kids as living in hell, of not being happy?
I can't speak for my friends because I can't say if they're happy or not. That's not on my behalf to say, oh, I've noticed my friend my age who has a 2-year-old, they're not happy. Are they having a difficult time? Probably. But are they not happy? That's not my place to say. I would never say that. And I think Chapel, she's running a really thin line by saying stuff like that, especially since she doesn't have kids.
I understand. She's a very outspoken person. She really just says what she thinks. And I respect that. But I also, I'm like, Chapel, sweetie, no. Just no. I don't care who her friends are, but if they think having kids is hell, they might just be confusing hard work with actual suffering. You know what I mean? Is hell when your kid locks eyes with you at their school's winter program, and they see you in the crowd, and it's the biggest smile ever. Is that hell? Or is hell when your kid randomly runs up to you and says, "I love you, Mom"? Like, is that hell? Or is hell the belly laughs that when you make a crazy face or you go, and they're like, thinking it's a fun? I don't think that's hell. If that's what hell sounds like, then I'm really confused. The hell being your child trusting you, hell being someone's favorite person in the entire world, because if that's the case, then sign me up for eternal damnation. I am ready for it. Let's talk to Heather. Heather, good morning. What do you think?
I think that kids, as much as they are hard, they're the best thing that ever happened to you. I'm the mom of a teenager right now, and I find that to be very hard, but it's just another stage of being a parent.
There's going to be challenges always in every stage of their lives. And there's some days that are worse than others, right?
Absolutely.
As a whole, it's like, wow, you know, it's pretty beautiful. And I don't want to be a preachy person on why you have to have kids, you know, and it's the thing you have to do. And if you don't have kids, you're missing out. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
It's really not. It was for me, and I'm not going to dismiss the joy that I find in it, but it's freaking hard. It is really hard, yeah. But it's not hell. I think there's a difference between the two. Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You know, I didn't hear the interview, but just going off of what we're talking about on the radio, I want to say I don't want to discount her social circle. She's filled with a lot of people that might be overly dramatic, as I think a lot of young people are nowadays. I had a young apprentice working for me. I do construction. This dude got a little piece of metal in his finger and had to take 2 days off of work because he was so distraught over the pain. And I'm like, it's a stinking sliver. So from her perspective, you know, these people might be going through hell.
That is so valid. And I'm really glad you brought that up. It just could be a different generation looking at the problem's a different way. Thank you, Sammy. Kathy, you say chapel is not wrong. What is your take?
My take is that definitely she shouldn't be having any kids at this time. But I hopefully some good birth control, because it is not easy. You know, as a young mom, which I felt like I was a teenage mom, but I was 28, and I couldn't have eat food out with utensils for like a couple years. My hair was a mess. I didn't have good sleep. It was horrible. Having kids very little and then they get sick all the time, it was like trying to keep people alive every day. It was horrible.
Oh, Kathy. You know what? I completely agree with you. It is really hard. And there are days like that where, yeah, you're like, what day is it? I haven't showered in 4 days. What's going on?
Yeah.
I've lost track of the days. But as a whole, is this an experience that you would trade in? With the good and the bad, would you trade it in?
No, my kids are really good people now.
The fact that you did go, made me laugh.
She had to think about it.
You know, it happens. It's really tough. It's very challenging. But yeah, chapel is facing the wrath of a lot of parents. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, we have Katie on the phone. Katie, you're caller 20.
Let's see how it goes.
Oh, you got this. Are you working solo today, or do you have anyone with you helping you out?
I've got my husband in the driver's seat right now. We pulled over.
Oh, that's awesome. What's your husband's name?
His name's Evan.
Evan, what's up? How you doing?
What's going on?
All right, you guys, I love this. Two heads are better than one here. You're going to get these Lady Gaga tickets. I can feel it. Some teamwork here. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Doesn't matter who shouts out the answer. If I hear the correct one, we're going to move on to the next question. You guys ready to do this?
We're ready.
All right, Katie and Evan, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Lady Gaga co-starred in the movie A Star Is Born with which other actor?
Bradley Cooper.
Yes. The song My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion is from what movie?
Titanic.
Yes. What Las Vegas museum preserves iconic Las Vegas signs?
The Neon Museum.
Yes. How many ounces are in a cup?
32.
No. What is a group? No. What is a group of lions called?
A pride.
Yes. What is the holiday when people play tricks on each other?
April Fool's.
Yes. What former NFL quarterback has thrown the most touchdown passes?
Pass.
Dylan McKay, Brenda Walsh, and Steve Sanders were all characters from what hit TV show?
I pass.
In the cartoon Arthur, what type of animal is Arthur?
A bear?
No. What part of the circulatory system carries oxygenated blood away from the heart?
Pass.
How many ounces are in a cup?
Eight.
Yes. What former NFL...
Tom Brady.
Yes, it was Tom Brady. Katie and Evan, you guys were so close. Yeah, Tom Brady was the answer to that one. Dylan McKay, Brenda Walsh, and Steve Sanders were characters from what TV show? Do you guys know?
No.
Beverly Hills 90210 on
Oh,
that.
My gosh.
In the cardoon Arthur was an aardvark. And the part of the circulatory system that carries your oxygenated blood away from the heart is your artery. Arteries was the answer. Katie, Evan, no lie, those were tough.
Super
hard. And you guys really did a good job. Unfortunately, you did not get all 10. And that means caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball on July 16th at T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20, you get them, 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A habit that a lot of us have is keeping us from getting the sleep that we desperately need. You've heard it before, but this new study is proving just how bad scrolling through our phones in bed really is for our sleep. Scientists have found that using a screen in bed at night makes it a lot more likely that we're going to sleep less. And the quality of our sleep is going to be pretty poor. For the study, they researched a bunch of people and they found that you don't even have to stay up late or scroll for hours at a time for it to interfere with your sleep. Using a phone, a laptop in bed, it for just 1 hour slashes your sleep time by 24 minutes. And it also raises the risk of insomnia by 59 minutes.
Ooh, that's a lot. I do my best to not be on my phone too long. Like maybe I'll check a little bit, go on social for like 5 minutes, but I time myself. I'm like, I only got 5 minutes. And then I try to go to bed.
That's really good.
You?
I usually am on my iPad playing Candy Crush while I'm watching a show at the same time.
Two screens.
Until I get too tired and I just put it down. But are you guys, I've asked you before, have you started White Lotus season 3?
I'm only on season 2 still. Ramon, I know you watched White Lotus.
Are you caught up, Ramon?
All caught up.
Did you see that episode? I think it was the last one where the mom, Parker Posey's character she loves her lorazepam and right. She can't find it. It's missing. And she throws a tantrum. She's like, great. I'm going to have to now drink myself to sleep because I don't have my lorazepam.
What's a lorazepam?
I never heard of it until I saw this show. I don't know. It's like a sedative. What do you think, Ramon?
I thought it was just like a sleeping pill, like a higher, stronger melatonin or something like that.
It's like it's prescription grade and she pushes it on everyone and then it goes missing. I won't give any spoilers as to where it goes, but yeah, the show, I felt like this week's episode was good, but I have no clue how they're gonna be able to wrap this all up.
Well, yeah, because
this week
is the last episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's only one left.
I agree, there's a lot going on, but I felt like the last two or three episodes have gotten better and better while, you know, every episode's gone on.
Do you think that this statement is true? Because James is caught up like you guys. He says, season 3, I love the characters, but I don't think it's going anywhere, and I like season 1 and 2 better.
I love season 3 because of the characters. I think the characters are amazing.
Okay.
They're so dynamic, but it has moved slower than past seasons. I don't mind that. I like that. I feel like the tension is building and building. Mm. And like I said, I don't know how they're going to be able to wrap this up with one episode left. Is it going to be like a 3-hour episode? Or like what's going on?
They're
going
to figure out who dies right away.
I agree with James, though. I think season 3 has been the weakest season.
Huh? Really?
For sure. And in other seasons, there's always been like a couple of really, really attractive active characters. And then this one doesn't really have any.
Oh, Lisa, Lisa from Blackpink is not attractive?
No.
No! Oh my gosh!
How could you? My whole heart. She's my girl crush, but I beg to differ. It's
I
fine.
Love that Amy Lou Wood too, and she's got her teeth that people comment on. I think she is the most adorable thing. I love her character on the show. She is the best.
Did you ever watch Sex Education on Netflix?
No, was she on that?
She's on that. I didn't find her attractive on there. I don't find her attractive here.
We love your honesty, Ramon.
Also, this morning, if you are a Linkin Park fan, you're obviously not that big of a fan. I guess Linkin Park minus Chester is proving to be a really tough sell. The band had to forget its scheduled show at Dodger Stadium in September and move it to the Intuit Dome in Inglewood. That means they're dropping from a 56,000 seat stadium to an 18,000 seat arena. Also, Queens of the Stone Age dropped off the bill. This is not the only Linkin Park show that is having trouble selling tickets to. They just announced a new promotion for all their U.S. shows where you can buy a ticket for $39.50 and get a randomly assigned seat. And I guess they've canceled their shows in Rio, in Brazil. Some people are putting a lot of blame for this on the new singer, Emily Armstrong, because of her ties to Scientology. And I guess she supported convicted rapist Danny Masterson, which she said she regretted later, but it's not going well for Linkin Park.
Yeah, I've never heard their new lead singer with the band, so I don't even know how that sounds like.
I think we have some audio of it in there, like with her singing. You might have to dig a little
Found
bit.
It.
This is the new sound.
She's lost me.
Really?
Yeah, already there. Like,
wait until Mike Shinoda kicks in.
Okay.
Here. See if it changes anything for you. Still lost you.
It's just not Chester. And I think that's just the way that they branded themselves for so long. Let me see. Yeah, no, not for me.
She sounds good, but yeah, it's kind of a different band, right?
It's a way different band. Yeah. It's not Linkin Park to me anymore.
But yeah, they're having some trouble selling tickets. Finally, this morning, today's April Fool's Day. Keep that in mind as you're going about your day and you're seeing things. A lot of people like to play April Fool's Day pranks, and sometimes we are the victims of them. So people are talking about fun April Fool's Day pranks, some of them that you can pull on your significant other that doesn't embarrass them, that doesn't make them angry, that doesn't make them sad. And I thought some of these were actually pretty good.
Okay.
If you are looking to pull a good April Fool's Day prank. This one says, I once changed my wife's birthday on Facebook to be April 1st. She spent all day confused as to why she was getting happy birthday messages.
Okay, that's funny.
Kind of funny,
harmless.
Right? This one says, I switched up the order of my brother's drawers once. He was not amused. So you take the underwear from one, put the socks in the other. But that's kind of funny. This one said, my son filled my purse with bras that I had to remove at the register to reach my wallet.
That's a good one. I'm thinking about stuff that I could do with James that would be kind of funny, like moving his clothes into my side of the closet and then his on mine. He would get mad though.
What about this one? This is kind of funny. It says, my husband changed my autocorrect to make you swap to y'all. So every time he wrote, like, hey, how are you? It would say, how are y'all?
That's a good one.
That's kind of funny.
Would you have you planned anything or pranked Matt with anything?
No, I am such like a party pooper when it comes to pranks and stuff. I don't like them. I know. I'm not fun when it comes to that. I low-key thought about playing a prank on you, like collaborating with Ramon and doing something like where we said something just so wild on the air that you're like, what is happening?
I quit today. It's quitting time.
But I didn't want to throw you off.
No,
you know?
That would throw me off, but it would actually be funny and maybe see how I would react on the fly. I just don't know how I would react if it was something like crazy, like, hey guys, just let you know. I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know. I thought maybe we could like bring up some topic that you were totally unprepared for that you had no idea we were going to talk about.
Like Beyonce's the worst. I'd be like, what is going on here?
Oh, you would rage if we said something
I'd
like that.
I'd be mad. I'm like, this is my last day on the show. Thank
Beyonce
you though.
Canceled all Las Vegas show.
Oh, no! No!
It's Mix 97.2.
What? Mix 94.1.
It's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes I get so intrigued by what makes people lose their minds on the internet. The discussions that are had, the debates that are had. And one woman has gone viral for posting a video about getting flowers on a first date. Cute, right?
Cute, I would think.
Wrong, according to the internet. The comment section has lost its mind. People saying that flowers on a first date are a red flag. It's too much. It's love bombing. So do you agree that that is taking it too far? Here, take a listen to this.
Should I get flowers on a first date? If you know this person, have some kind of established relationship, whether it's more surface level or not, flowers on a first date might be appropriate. However, if this is somebody you do not know, like from a dating app, it can feel very uncomfortable to receive flowers. Some people find it really sweet and endearing, and I am not saying it's not, but it might feel a little inappropriate if you don't have some kind of established relationship prior to that first date.
I haven't dated in years, but I think that I would love getting flowers on a first date. I think it's super sweet. Or is it straight up suspicious? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400, especially if you're in the dating world. You know, like I said, I haven't done it. Things have changed. I don't know how it is, but I love flowers. I don't know when that became a bad thing. Like, we're getting mad at people for being nice and giving flowers.
I think times have changed because, I mean, I'm kind of like you, but I haven't dated in over a decade. And I think when I get flowers on a first date, it is kind of off-putting. Like, whoa, hey. Especially if they're like red flowers, maybe. But like if maybe the innocent like sunflower or daisies is fine. But I think if it's showing like love, I would be a little off-putting.
I just feel like it's like, hey, I thought about you before I showed up. Like that, I refuse to slander that. I think it is so nice. 702-364-9400 is the number. Caitlin, hey, good morning. What do you think?
OMG, this is so crazy. You are talking about this because this like totally happened to me this past weekend.
What happened? You got flowers?
Well, I don't know. Am I being ridiculous? Or is this like a red flag? Because I went on this first date with this guy this last weekend. I met him on Hinge, right? Duh, we all meet on Hinge. So we've only been texting for like a few days, you know, like you were saying. And he seemed nice, but like just a couple of texting days, right? We were just in plans to just meet at this little Italian restaurant. And I get there. And dude's outside with this huge bouquet of red roses. Not like you know, little, like, cute one rose you got on the side of the road, like, when you were driving up. Like, a two full dozen.
Wait,
know?
Two dozen roses?
Red roses, you said?
Yeah. Red, like, blood.
Okay, well.
I thought it was sweet, you know, but then, like, it's kind of weird, right? I mean, like, we hadn't even gone to dinner yet, and so it just, like, felt like this way over-the-top romantic gesture and just kind of gave me the ick. I don't know. It was very cringy. So I didn't want to be rude, and I acted excited, and I just, like, wow, thank you so much. And then inside, I'm like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do with these things, you know? And, like, have to, like, put them on a chair next, like, beside the table because we're at, like, a two-seater, right? So then I got to, like, pull up a little chair and put my roses on there. And, like, there's this big elephant, a.k.a. two dozen red roses. He walks around the whole night. And he keeps bringing up about how he's this hopeless romantic. You know, girls don't appreciate romance anymore. And I don't know.
Okay. Caitlin, think about the alternative, okay? Do we want first dates to get less thoughtful? Would you rather him just text you here from the car? And or like, I want my flowers. I'll take the flowers. I want to feel like a lady in a rom-com. I want to put them in a little vase when I get home. Be like, oh, so sweet. Yeah. You know, you think it was going too far. Hold on the line. We're getting some calls here. Let's get everyone else's take. Let's talk to Derek. Derek, hey, flowers on a first date. Yes or no?
As a single dude, I would say a flower would be nice. But I also think that people give flowers like out of expectation rather than like just because it's Tuesday, you know?
Okay. That's valid. And so do you think that with Caitlin's situation, two dozen red roses was like a little over the top? Was he like love bombing her?
Two dozen is excessive.
Okay. Okay.
Like a bouquet, I would be like, you know, I would bring a bouquet, like maybe a bouquet if it's something that you've talked about or something like, oh, do you like flowers a lot? Yes. Then cool. Here's here's roses, you know.
I would love to get 2 dozen red roses.
I mean, I can't even remember the last time I got red roses. James doesn't buy red roses
for
me.
My husband doesn't buy me flowers. Maybe this is why we're like, yeah, Melissa, good morning. What do you think? Flowers on a first date.
I love flowers. Yes, flowers, please, on a first date. 2 dozen red roses. Yeah, that's excessive because red is romantic, heavy, love bombing. But if you brought me like some sunflowers or a mixture, I'm like, oh, how sweet. Flowers have different meanings for different occasions, so you know what you're going out for.
Well, what, can we all agree that we're like, we're going to take some more of your calls here, 702-364-9400. Why is it okay to sometimes sleep with someone on the first date, but flowers? No!
Oh, you're so right!
What do you guys think? Was the Caitlin 2 dozen roses a little excessive? Is that a red flag? Should she not go on a second date? Let me make sure we still have her on the phone. Caitlin, are you guys contemplating a second date with this guy?
Maybe. I guess people are kind of like saying I'm just being like overreactive, but I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe.
We're going to take some calls. Some calls are coming in with their opinions on this. What do you think? Should Caitlin go on a second date with this guy, or was that just way too much? 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Caitlin is on the phone. Caitlin, we were just talking to you about roses, first date flowers. You just went on a date and you got 2 dozen red roses. And what did you say, like, how you felt when you got them?
I don't know. I felt just icky, just like cringe. Too much, too fast. Like, definition of trauma, not romance.
So, how did the rest of the date go? I know you were kind of thrown off by the flowers, but was the rest of the date okay?
I mean, it was fun. Otherwise, like, we had a nice conversation and whatnot. The weird part was, though, he, like, kind of wanted me to be, like, gushing, I think, about the flowers.
Mm.
And be like, wow, this was a really, you know, sweet gesture. And instead, I was just like, oh, thank you. Like, because, you know, sleeping with someone on the first date is because it's your choice. I didn't choose to get flowers. They were just foisted upon me.
But you know, flowers are a nice thing. Oh, my God. Hold on, Caitlin. Flo's wife is a florist. What do you think, Flo? Is this too much?
Well, if it's like a bouquet, sure, yeah. But 2 dozen red roses, it might be too excessive.
What if he's just really, really rich and that's what he...
Yeah,
yeah, that's his standard.
Yes, 2 dozen red roses, like, from a florist is very expensive, and maybe he's a hopeless romantic. So I think Caitlin should give him a second chance and see where it goes. Maybe he'll spoil her or whatnot.
I don't know. I feel like I've walked into Trader Joe's before and seen, like, the roses there, and they're, like, $15.99,
yeah.
And, like, maybe you grab a couple bunches. But, Flo, I mean, I think you would know. You have that florist background with your wife. Let's talk to Cassandra. Cassandra, what do you think? Good morning.
Good morning. She's not into him.
Why do you say that?
So, I've had my heyday. I'm married now. And when you have a guy that does nice things for you and it gives you the ick, you're not into him.
That is very
because
true.
Because if my husband on the first date brought me 2 dozen roses, I would have been more into him than the one red rose he brought.
Did he bring you the one red rose that you get at the gas station that's really panties?
No, it was an actual legit one.
I always see those.
Wait, what is that you're talking about, Mercedes?
You've never seen those? They're like, there's roses and they're right at checkout and you look at them,
yep.
And you look closer and they're actually panties folded to look like a rose.
No way, I've never seen these.
No, it was a real one.
Oh my God. Have you seen those, Ramon? Do they still have them there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've never seen these Mercedes.
Oh my
ever.
Gosh. Yeah,
me
tell me I'm not the only one that saw the panties that look like Rose. They're right next to the energy shots.
I wish I would have known about these on my Tinder dates.
Tinder dates.
All right. It is time to win with Heads Up. And we are giving you a pair of tickets to see the B-52s. Love Shack, the Vegas residency at the Venetian Theater over at the Venetian Resort. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you have to do is pick your category. You get 6 answers correct in 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have our contestant. It's Daisy. Welcome, Daisy.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yay, thank you.
Let's do this. Let's get you a pair of tickets to check out the B-52s, their Love Shack residency at the Venetian. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Extra Extra, Read All About It, See What I Did There, Slurping Around, or In God We Trust?
What do you want to do? Slurping around.
Slurping around. Is someone helping you this morning?
I have my son, Liam, with
me. Oh, yay! Liam and Daisy, let's do this. Okay, slurping around. Ramen Noodle Day is on Friday, so these are all things that are associated with ramen, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. We can do this. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. And Liam, if you know the answer, shout it out. That'll count, okay?
Okay.
All right, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
These are the squiggly little things in there that you slurp up.
Noodle?
Yes. This ramen. Is ramen is a type of what? Like chicken noodle what?
Soup.
Yes. You may eat the noodles with these instead of a fork.
Chopsticks.
Yes. This is the liquid part of a soup. It's the what?
Broth?
Yes. This is what you do with the noodles. You go...
Slurp.
Yes. This is the green stuff that is in there. Sometimes you eat it dry. Sometimes it's dry. It comes from the ocean. Okay. This is, you might crack one of these and put it in there.
Egg, cracker.
Okay. You said egg. It's this type of egg, the way they cook it.
A scramble bag?
No, let's pass. Vampires will eat this because it keeps the vampires away.
Garlic?
Oh my gosh.
Does egg count? Can egg count?
I don't know.
She didn't say soft boiled egg, but it's an egg.
I mean, judges, Ramon, I'm bringing you in on this one.
Ramon?
I like Liam, so yes.
Yes!
You win! You like Liam.
What about Daisy? Don't you like Daisy too?
That's my sister's name. She's just okay.
Daisy and Liam, you just got in a pair of tickets to check out the Love Shack residency over at the Venetian. Congratulations. Great job. And we have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, we're still talking about this Gene Hackman situation. Body cam footage exists of police finding the bodies of him and his wife, Betsy, back in February. Now, pictures were also taken, and there are people who want all that material released. Now, Yoshi Feaster is not one of those people. She has a legit legal claim because she was Gene's mother-in-law. And yes, 95-year-old Gene Hackman had a mother-in-law. We got to remember, Betsy was only 65 years old. And Yoshi's her mother. She's 91 years old. And she says she wants to keep the pictures, videos of the body, keep it under wraps so she can grieve in peace. She does not want that out there. In legal documents, she says she has a constitutional right to avoid seeing images of my daughter's home, her dead body, her husband's dead body, and their dog's corpse. A New Mexico judge ruled yesterday that photos and video from the scene can be released, but any images of Gene and Betsy cannot be released. Uh-huh. So they have to be either blurred or edited out.
I mean, yeah, in respects of those that are grieving for the family, in the family. And I think too, it's like, it's really traumatizing to see. And not just that, it's just when I, like, when TMZ releases stuff like this and you can see it, honestly, it feels like I'm watching like a horror film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so sad. And it I don't feel like it should be released. Mm-hmm. What, keep it under wraps. Let the family deal with this. It's a tragic situation. Either way you look at
it. Did we find out how, was it Betsy, how she was in contact with the rat poisoning?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything on that. If they came to some determination on how she contracted what she'd got, but... Okay. It's just so bizarre.
It's weird.
So weird.
I feel like a Lifetime movie brewing.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope not. I really, it's just sad, yeah. You know? Also this morning, what is the biggest waste of your time? Is it your Zoom meetings? Is it scrolling social media? Well, according to a new survey, the average American spends 138 minutes worrying every day. That is a long time. 2 hours and 18 minutes? I mean, wow.
That sounds a little valid, though, don't you think?
Do you worry that much every day for 2 hours? Even as a chronic worrier, I don't worry that much. I don't think I do.
Subconsciously, I think I worry all day long.
Oh.
I mean, I hate that. It's just like in my nature, I always worry. And I think for me, 2 hours a day is valid.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. There are a lot of like motivational quotes about worrying, how it's a waste of time and energy, but it doesn't stop anyone from doing it. In fact, 10% of young adults schedule dedicated worry time in their daily routines. Like, okay, it's 2 o'clock. It's time for me to worry. I don't know who does that, but...
Wait, think about it. It's Sunday. It's 4 o'clock. We have a lot of prep work to do for the week for our show. Don't you start worrying at Sunday around four?
That's actually very true. Very true. The top things people worry about are finances, family, things you need to do, health, and work. So finally this morning, almost everyone uses text abbreviations. Sometimes it's awkward if you say them aloud, but I do that a lot. Instead of laughing at something, I'll go LOL.
Oh, I do that all the time. When even texting, I'll put E-L-O-H-E-L.
Oh, that's funny.
LOL.
Do you, so sometimes I'll go lol.
Oh, like L-A-W-L?
L-O-L, but I'll just go lol.
Pronouncing it lol.
Yeah, just instead of laughing, I'll go lol or lols.
What about?
With a Z.
What about R-O-F-L?
Ruffle.
Ruffle.
Oh, I think our alarm's going off here. Oh, there was an alarm going off. Someone must have left the door open.
Oh.
That goes off sometimes. So this poll asked people, how do you read L-M-A-O? And 30% of people said they read it by saying the letters, L-M-A-O.
Yeah,
right?
L-M-A-O, yeah.
9% of the people read it by saying what it stands for. So in this case, laughing my bleep off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, get this, 54% of people, and I fall into this category, read it as LMAO.
LMAO?
You don't read it like LMAO? When you see it, I read LMAO.
No, when I see the words L-M-A-O, I pronounce it L-M-A-O. LMAO is how you would say LMAO.
When I see it, just in my mind, it's LMAO. Others say it looks like LMAO or LMAO or LMAO. How do you read it there, Ramon?
Every time I see stuff like that, I say the whole, like, laughing my ass off.
You do?
Yes. WTF, what the...
Yeah, okay, yeah, we get that.
TTYL.
Yeah, exactly. It's Mixed 94.1. Everybody at Bondi Tips. Mixed 94.1.
Hello?
Hello?
That was weird.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what's going on?
Huh.
Was my mic not on?
It was on.
Oh, that's really weird. Technical difficulties. Always. April Fool's. Yeah. Someone's playing a joke on us. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I've been getting so many messages from people about my little trip this past weekend where I went to San Antonio with my daughter as an early birthday present. She got me tickets to go see J-Hope from BTS in concert. And so many people went to the Oakland show last night. There's a second Oakland show. And then there's an LA show this weekend, which
yes.
I am actually going to one of the LA shows this weekend. I'm really excited about that. And I was thinking about it. Like, we all have that one thing that we refuse to outgrow. Like, no matter how many birthday candles we have blown out, and maybe it's like a childhood TV show or a boy band that you would drop anything to see in concert.
I wonder who it is for you.
Or maybe you still get way too excited when you see like a seasonal Happy Meal toy. Is there something that you get so excited about no matter what your age is? Like you just refuse to grow up and you're not ashamed to admit that you're still a fan of regardless of your age. People used to give me such a hard time for liking BTS. Like that's a kiddie band. It's like, you have no idea. Yeah. Like you don't know of what you speak, because if you've ever been to a concert, you will get every age range there. And they're just, you know, it's just such a fun time and it's such a great community and they get it. But I still get excited about not just that, but like little things. What is the thing that you are not ashamed to love regardless of your age? 702-364-9400. I love going through the car wash. I get so excited, like I'm a little kid going through the car wash and seeing like the foam, yes, on the car. I don't know what it is. I don't care how old I am. That will never stop making me excited.
I love going through the car wash with Momo because he freaks out. He's my little dog. He'll sit in the back. He'll be like, "What is going on?" So watching him go through the car wash is kind of probably like you and Momo. Like, oh my God, it's a car wash.
It's so exciting to me, and I don't know what it is about the different colored foams that make me excited. It looks like those marshmallows that are multicolored, you know, mm-hmm, the pink, green, and yellow marshmallows. It reminds me of those. That I love. I love Happy Meal toys. I don't get Happy Meals, but if they have a toy that I think is cool, I will go and I will buy a Happy Meal just to get the toy. Yes. Like that stuff, I'll never get sick of. Is there anything that you're not ashamed to be a fan of, even though you're not a kid anymore?
I am not ashamed. I don't care how old I get. I will always love this show right here. Pineapple under the sea. I love SpongeBob. My nephew still watches SpongeBob. I will still quote SpongeBob. I'll be like, I'm ready. I'm ready. And then Patrick, it's East, not Weast. And then it goes on and on. Like, the Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me. I love SpongeBob. I don't care how old I get. SpongeBob is my first love.
You know who else loves SpongeBob? And no joke, at the concert, J-Hope was talking about how he was in Texas and he wanted to have a special greeting for everyone since he's in Texas. So he wanted to learn how to say howdy y'all, and he went on YouTube and he learned it from SpongeBob.
So howdy y'all.
Howdy y'all. And he did it and he sounded so cute. Everyone loved it. Let's talk to Shannon. Shannon, no matter what your age, you're not ashamed to be a fan of what?
All my kids' cartoon shows, especially Bluey.
Oh, Bluey. I love Bluey. Like, it's just, oh, man, I feel like Bluey is actually made for adults. I really do.
No, I feel the same way. I cry almost every time.
It's just so heartwarming. And just even hearing this music makes me go to a happy place.
Mom!
Go ahead, Shannon, next one.
Dad!
She missed it.
She did.
That's all right.
She's like, I only wanted Mom anyway.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Melissa. Melissa, good morning. What is it for you?
For me, it's Harry Potter.
Oh, who gets sick of Harry Potter? What house are you in, Melissa?
Well, probably Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff?
Hufflepuff.
I always feel like you're a Hufflepuff, Steph, but she's a Ravenclaw. We just learned that. So it throws me off.
I asked Ramon. Ramon, what house are you in, and what did you say?
You're Slytherin.
Oh, Gryffindor.
No!
Yeah.
Oh,
wow! I was surprised. No, he's a Slytherin at heart. I know it.
Thank you so much for calling, Melissa. It's funny. Is there something that you, Ramon, are like, I don't care how old I am. I still love it.
Oh, there's so many things. Just comic books. Video games, Pokemon, anime. I can name so many.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Oh, Charizard.
He's so cute. Why are they all so cute? You know, there's just something so adorable.
I will admit, Pikachu probably has the best voice, though. Pika, Pika.
You never get sick of the Pikachu voice,
no.
Right? We're getting some texts here. A lot of cartoons. People love it. This one says, Saved by the Bell, Kelly Kapowski. My Wendy's Frosty. I will never get tired of the Wendy's Frosty.
Oh,
That's like such an underrated thing that I feel like I don't get enough, you know?
Wendy's Frosties, honestly, I can't name any other item at Wendy's besides the Frosty. Don't they have like a bacon, is that bacon double cheeseburger there?
Yeah, you just named another item.
Oh, I did.
And the fries that go in the Frosty. You yes. cannot forget that. That's the most important thing. You got to dip the big old fries in there and then you have like the complete experience.
And then you head over to McDonald's and they get their little Happy Meal with the toy
With the toy, exactly. It's Mix 94.1.